We're going to start a new mini topic within the Halachos Dayanim. We spoke about Avi Nishtin and Nafshi, when a person can take the law into his own hands, when he can't. Then we've spoken about the issur of going to our coast, of going to secular courts, and when there are possible or possibly exceptions to that rule. Now I think the next few weeks we're going to talk about the real Dayanim, real cases of regular Din Torah, and we'll start with halachas of the Dayanim. We'll be concentrating on Siman Zayin and Chodesh Mishpat for the next few weeks. Tonight we're going to talk about the interesting and emotional issue of whether a woman could be a Dayan. It especially became an issue 60 years ago or so, when they started in Medina, and they had different shailas. Can women be elected officials? Can they be dayanim? Can they be judges? And looking at the tshuvas for that tkufa, the people seemed very adamant in their positions. So we'll talk about just the halacha without emotion, just to see what the issues that involve with a woman judging, acting as a judge first, and then acting as in other positions. The sugya begins in Nida. The mission in Nida says like this: Kol ha-kasher ladun kasher lahay. Anyone that is qualified to judge, to be a dayan, is also qualified to be an aid, to be a witness. V'yesh ha-kasher lahay. But there are some cases where someone could be qualified to testify, v'eino kasher ladun, but he's not qualified to be a judge. It's more chamur to be a dayan than to be an aid, to be a witness. So anyone that's a judge certainly can become a witness, but not everyone that could be a witness is qualified to be a judge. The Gemara has different Jerusalem, what it comes to include, one mamzer or ger, different cases where a person could be qualified to be a witness, but not as a judge. From here, Tosfos is medayik, and most Rishonim understand from this that a woman certainly is not qualified to be an aid. A woman can't be a witness. She can't testify. You need a man to be a kosher witness. So it would seem from this Mishnah that anyone that is qualified to be a judge is qualified to be a witness. So if a woman was qualified to be a dayan, so then the Mishnah would be telling that she's qualified to be a witness. But we know women are not qualified to be witnesses, so apparently she can't be qualified to be a judge as well. Right? That seems to be what the Mishnah is telling us. Right? That is seems to be a Mishnah test saying that a woman cannot be a judge. Tosfos has the kasha, all Rishonim has the kasha from Devorah. Right, the pasuk says, "Devorah he shofta as he saw the eifahi." Devorah was a shofet at that time. You can read Tosfos inside to the bottom of the first page of the handout. Tosfos tractosu in Talmai, "Bahare isha tikshera ladon." A woman is qualified to be a dayan. Kedeksiva Devorah, the befeirish pasuk and shoftim who shofta as he saw the eifahi. She was judging Yisrael at that time. Vishili Parakama de Baba Kama. At the end of the first paragraph of Baba Kama, Dap Tezvav, we have the Gemara printed up top. The Rebbe Lazar Tana, Rebbe Lazar taught in a Brisa, Ve'elam Mishpatim Shetosim with Nehem. Right, we've had this pasuk when we talked about our cause. These are the laws that you shall place before them. And it doesn't say any difference between a woman and a man. So the Gemara learns, Hishva Kosav Yishalish. The pasuk equates a woman to a man, l'chol din shev Torah, for all laws of the Torah. Right, so Tosfos says, we have this drasha, shetosim l'tzneim, hishra kaz vishu l'chol din shev Torah. V'chi hechi, so how do we know it's talking about being a judge? How do you know it's talking about dinei Torah? So Tosfos says, from where we've seen this pasuk before, v'chi hechi da'ikra ma'ari b'ni donim, just like the pasuk Pashit is talking about the litigants, not the judges, but Zoktosis Mari Nami Bidayonim. It also refers to the judges, Kedashina Bahamagarish, because we made this drasha that we've spoken about the last few weeks. Lifnehim, we learned from Lifnehim that the dinim have to be paskin Lifnehim in front of them, in front of the judges like Moshe Rabbeinu's judges that he appointed. meaning Jews, not in front of non-Jews. So anyway, we see from here that a woman is kosher to judge. That's Tosis is Raya, first of all, from the Pasuk in Shoftim by Devorah. And second of all, we see from the Gemara and Bava Kama that we compare women to men, and that's the very Pasuk that also talks about judges. And we should therefore conclude that women are kosher to be dayanim. But nevertheless, Tosis, Isha Psula Lahoyin, a woman is possible to testify to Amr Perek Shavuos HaEdus, or in Shavuos says clearly that women are not qualified to be an aid. So Fetosis, how can the Mishnah say anyone that's kosher to judge is qualified to testify? Yeah, the case of a woman who, based on the Pasuk and on the Gemara, is apparently kosher to testify, and nevertheless she can't qualified to judge, and nevertheless she can't testify. Fetosis kasha. So Tosis gives three terutzim. Each of these answers is very nogeya and halacha, and we'll talk about all of them tonight. The first answer of Yesh Lomar, he says, you're right. The truth is, a woman is kosher to be a judge. So what's pshat in the Mishnah in Nida? Yesh Lomar, kol ish ha kosher lodim kosher lahayim. The Mishnah is only talking about men. The Mishnah is not dealing with women at all. And what the Mishnah says, any man who is kosher to be a judge is kosher to be a witness. Women we're not dealing with, and that's why we talk a man. What's coming exclude? A manzer, a ger. We're talking about men, we're not dealing with women. Based on that teretz, Tosis concludes, women are 100% qualified to be dayonim. We see from Dvorah, we see from the Hishva Kasa of Ish L'Isha, and the Mishnah and Nida is no stira, because the Mishnah is talking about men, not talking about women at all. That's Tosis' first teretz. Tosis next to Tuitim saying, no, women are really not qualified. Let's learn the Mishnah in Nida Kipshuta. The Pashut Pshat in the Mishnah in Nida is not limited to men and not women. Why should it only be talking about men? The Mishnah is clearly saying that anyone that's qualified to judge, including women, should be qualified to testify. And since women can't testify, it must be that women also can't judge. So how was it that Devorah was able to judge? And what do we do with the Gemara Bava Kama? So Tosis gives two truths. Inami, nihi debenidonin havi isha bechlal. Even though, regarding the litigants, we say an isha is compared to a man. Hishva hakas of isha liish mikamakam bedayonim. When it comes to the dayonim part of that pasuk, ein isha bechlal. Women are not included. Women are possible to be a dayan. That answers the Sugi of Bava Kama. Bava Kama is talking about the litigants, and even though we thought, well, also it applies to the dayanim, but that hekish, comparing men to women, women to men, doesn't apply to the dayanim, it only applies to the validin, to the people who are being judged, not the judges. What do you do with Devorah? For Devorah, Aisadono Api Hadibur. That which Devorah was a shofet, that was a special exception. It was Api Adibur, the way Tosin Baba Kama says it. He says, Shema Hayim Kablin Oysa Ali Mishum Shechina. They accepted her because of the Shechina. It was through Nevuah, Pashim Shash through Nevuah. They were told that Devorah, there's a Horoah Shah, that Devorah should be a Dayan at this time. That's the Pashim way to learn the second Teres of Tosus, that women normally cannot be judges. They're disqualified from being a judge, just like they can't, we'll see why. But the Mishnah is saying, just like they can't be a witness, they can't be a judge. And how could Devorah have been a shofet, a shofetes? That was an exception. That was Alpi Adibur. The people accepted her because from the Shechina through the Alpi Adibur. That's how she could be a shofet. Inami Asher Tosim Lefneim the Hekish Hishva Kazev Asher Tosim Lefneim Hishva Kazev Ishalish. That's only going on the Nidonim, but not on the Dayanim. That Hekish is only going on the Nidonim, not on the Dayanim. Yeah, so that's what Tosfos said first. Thought. We also use that pasuk for Dayanim. So he says, but that Eilam Shvatim, Asher Tosim Lefneim, these are the laws. Pashup Shad isn't talking about Dayanim. These are the laws that you should place in front of Klal Yisrael. But these are the laws. And then it goes through all the laws of Choshen Mishpat, telling you that if the Shar damages another Shar, what you have to do. So that's talking about the Nidonim, the Bali Din. That Drasha that we said, Asher Tosim Lefneihem, that it means judges, So that part, we're not comparing men to women. He's splitting the Hekesh. Which isn't so strange. I mean, there's two drushes from the same pasuk. Bava Kama, where you're comparing men to women, Nogei Adinim, and that's why it's used all over. It's called L'chol Onshin Shebet Torah. They all get the same onish. That's where the Hekesh is always used throughout Shas. The Sugya and Bava Kama and Gittin, that was a special diyuk. L'fnei and below L'fnei Akav, below L'fnei Adiyot, that only applied. I didn't say L'fnei below L'fnei. I mean, it didn't say, and women are okay, but that's a raya. But that was talking about the Dayanim there. Okay, so the first teres is Ein Hachinami, women are Kasha Ladan to be Dayanim. The second teres is women cannot be Dayanim. We'll see why. I have a Devorah, that was Horah Shoah, it was Api Adibor, that the people accepted her. Number three, Inami, Lo Haisa Dana, she wasn't a Dayan at all. When it says Shofet, it says Lav Dafka, that she was adjudicating cases. She wasn't a judge at all. What was she doing? El milamedes lemadinim. She would tell the dayanim who were judging the case. You know, they need a resource to know what the halachas are in certain cases. So they would ask Devorah, who knew all the halachas. They would ask her, you know, what's the halacha in this case? And she would tell them what the halachas were. Or she would tell some people that asked her shayla what the halacha was. But she wasn't acting as a even though it says shofta, meaning she was helping them out, telling them halachas, but she wasn't acting as a dayan. But that's Tosus's third teretz. Now Tosus concludes with Yishanli Posel Isha Lodin. Right from the Mishnah here, we have two ways of learning. One way could make it that she's possible to be a dayan. The last two is she's possibly a dayan. The first teretz says she's cautious to be a dayan, which is right. So Tosus says, "Be Yishanli Posel Isha Lodin." The Yishanli posels an Isha to be a dayan. Where is this Yishanli? He quotes it, but we can read it together. It's a few places, and I have quoted here Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin. The Yerushalmi is going, it's also a Yerushalmi and Yuma. The Mishnah Yuma, in the beginning of the sixth parak of Yuma, says that the Shnei Seirim of Yom Kippur have to be exactly the same. Shnei Seirim have to look at the same, they have to buy him at the same time, they have to be identical. So the Gemara says, how you know? Because it says Shnayim is Masha, the two have to be twins, they have to be alike. So the Gemara goes to a series of kashas where the word shnayim is used and wants to know why shnayim there doesn't mean that they have to be identical. Hesiv Rav Chagai Rav Yasa. Rav Chagai is Rav Yasa Akasha. Foxi, the pasuk says, V'amdu shnei hanoshim. The two men should stand in judgment. Right? The two litigants should stand in judgment. Samihata, so l'chora the word shnei is extra because miyud anoshim shnayim. We know the minimum plural is always two. Matzal malam er sheni. So what do you want to say the sheni's for? Based on your drasha by this irim of Yom Kippur, you would want to make a drasha to say sheyeho shavin, that it should be equal, just like the two seirim of Yom Kippur have to be identical. The two litigants have to be the same. But that can't be so, because the pasuk says losata mishpagir yosam. The pasuk tells a dayan, don't pervert the judgment of a ger or an orphan. Don't tilt the judgment against them or for them. Don't let them get in your way. Now, who is this ger or orphan litigating against? If he's litigating against another ger or another orphan, so then the pasuk doesn't make sense. Don't be mata the din of a ger. He's a ger against a ger. You're not going to a yasam against a yasam, two downtrodden people. You're not going to favor one over the other. They're both the same. It must be hare ger don im mishein ger. So that's a rai from the second pasuk that a ger could litigate with someone who's not a ger, and a yasam don im mishein yasam, and a yasam could litigate with someone who's not an orphan. So why does it say under shnei ha'anashim based on your Svara, that whenever you have a plural word and then you write shnei, that's extra, and that tells you that they have to be equal. Well, that doesn't work over here by the case of Bali Din. So my answer is mufna lahakis v'lodim imenek zeyushav. You're right. Shnei here serves a different purpose. Here the shnei is extra, and from that it teaches a zeyushav. Nemer kan shnei, it says over here shnei by these two people who are litigating. V'nemer lahalon, and it says over there vayish aru shnei anoshim, two men remain. Ma lahalon anoshim v'lo anoshim, just like over there the shnei means that there were men and not women. Afkan anoshim fellow nashim, fellow ketanim. So also here, when the pasuk says amdushne ha'anashim, it refers to, and here we say it's talking about the dayanim, it refers to men and not women and not minors, hare not ketanim, hare lamanu. So we learn from here, she'en ha'isha dana, a woman cannot be a judge. But that's the drasha of the Yerushalmi that Tosfos brings. There's different girsas and different ways of learning it, and Yuma. But Tosfos says the Yerushalmi is teaching us that women cannot be dayanim based on this gezeirah shava of shnei. These are the three trusim of Tosfos. Tosfos first heretz said from our Mishnah Nida that we could say a woman is kosher to be a dayan. The second two trusim said she's possible. Tavor was an exception for one of two reasons: either it was al pi adibur, people were mekabel her, or because she wasn't a dayan at all; she was just telling them halachas. And Tosfos concludes that we should paskin like the last two terusim that a woman is possible to be a dayan based on the Yerushalmi. Now, Tosfos doesn't deal with it, but the Ran has another issue he brings up. The Ran says, besides maybe this drash of the Yerushalmi, there's another issue that should prevent a woman from being a dayan, and that is the Sifri. The Sifri says, the Rani is the Kash and Shavuos, Afa gav damina b'Sifri, some tosim alecha melech, you should appoint a king over you. And from there we make a drash of a little malka and not a queen. So it's Mashma, the Rani says, you can't have a woman serving in a position of authority. So, and for the Rani, the latter two truths of Tosfos, Hasam Lamanu Osa Ela Nohagim Ayu Apia. The first terrace, he says, Tosfos. Last terrace is she wasn't really acting as a judge. She was just telling them what to do as a private citizen, but not as a judge. Vinami Shof the Oy, because she was judging Vidana Haisa, and Shayim Mekabel Nasa Kadesh and Mekabel Echon Hakarov. Just like you're allowed to be Mekabel a Karov, they also were Mekabel her to be a Dayan. That's similar to Tosfos, the second terrace. We'll see enough Gemina the way he puts it, the way Tosfos puts it soon. So that's the way the Ran deals with this issue. So how do we paskin? Well, it's pretty simple. The Sefer Chinuch says, Hanira min hadvarim umin asvara she'enon benos din. It seems from sources and from svara that a woman cannot be a dayan. Kid isa be Yerushalmi, like the Yerushalmi says with Feirush that we read that Tosfos quoted, ukir mashma with the Gemara and Pshitas, and the way it's mashma pashit in our sugya. I don't know if you hear first in the Mishnah in Nida, there's a sugya in Gittin that's mashma that way that the Rishonim bring. But the Sefer Chinuch says it seems pashit that a woman cannot be a dayan. This is paskin in Shulchan Aruch, isha psul ladan, a three word sif, a woman is possible to be a dayan. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch Saksim and Zayin sif dalit. And the Lush says that's from this drasha amdu shnei ha'anoshim. Okay, so that's clear. A woman cannot be a dayan. But let's deal with the second two truths of Tosfos. One of the truths of Tosfos was that she wasn't acting as a dayan; she was just teaching them halachas. So based on that, the Sefer HaChinuch also agrees with that pshat in Devarah. He says, "Hoya nosim v'nosim nimima." They would talk with her back and forth. I feel v'dvarim shal iser v'heter v'dinim gam ken yiv subjects of iser v'heter and also dinim. And in Mitzvah Kufnun Beis, he says, "Chein v'isha chachma ruuya lahoros," a smart woman is allowed to paskin shailas, and the chida paskins the maisa in our simin zayin. Even though the mechaber says she can't be a dayan, the chida says isha chachama yichola laharos hara. It's quoting the Sefer Chinuch. Apparently, a smart woman is allowed to paskin a shaila. Pischeshuva brings it as well. So I have nothing else to say about it. It says clearly that a woman could pass on a shayla. The truth is, women do pass on shaylas all the time for themselves. Right? We're not just talking where there's the mikamar sefer is an eid echad. They're believed as an eid echad where the lagabi is there. But if they want to know about what happened with their meat and the fell into the milchik pot, and someone calls a woman and she can't say, "Oh, I'm not allowed to pass on a shayla." She's allowed to pass on a shayla. She knows the halacha. She can pass on a shayla. Right? That seems to be a clear halacha. And I haven't seen any objection to that.
But a woman already has to be what?
Oh, I think about it in the Saba Kadisha. it deals with the whole issue of why how men are different than women. Without getting involved with it, we know that women have bina yisera, but it doesn't say they have chachma yisera. And for a dinim, you need chachma. Someone who wants to become a chacham should learn dinim. So in general, men have chachma, women have bina. And to pass in shaylos, you need chachma more than bina. That's, I think, why he's saying an isha chachma, if she has special chachma, which is not the typical trait of a woman who has more bina, so then she could pass in shaylos. Okay, so that takes care of one of Tosus's two terusim. The other teretz Tosus said, we have a few ways of saying it. I have them written here side by side, the way they say it, and that was that they were mekabel her as a dayan, even though a woman is possible to be a dayan, but they were mekabel her to be a dayan, and that's how she became the shofetes. Now let's just read the lashon of the Rishonim. Tosfos said, "Hoy mekablen osa aleihem mishum shechina." They were mekabel her because of the shechina. The Ran says, "Hoy mekablen osa." They were mekabel her, just like you can mekabel a car, uncle can't be a dayan, hafi halacha, but if both sides are mekabel, that person, that karuv, so then he could be a dayan because they were mekabel. So here also they were mekabel devara as the shofetas. The Sefer Chinuch, what he puts it is, kiblu aleihem rashi Yisrael, the leaders of Yisrael accepted her. And because they accepted her, everyone can now have their cases adjudicated through her. Because when you're talking about a Kabbalah, you accept this and everyone's kosher. Because we're dealing, and here we see he's only talking about Dinei Mamanas. When you're talking about Dinei Mamanas, say, look, it could be that I might win in the other way, but let's accept this Pasul Dayan as our Dayan here, because that's the best we have available. So any Tanai you make in Mammon works, and that's how the Sefer Chinuch puts it, that his Chiddush is, it's not that the two Bali Din, the two litigants, said, okay, like the Ran said, just like we could make Kabul an uncle, so let's be Makabul a woman. Right? The Sefer Chinuch says, it's not, that's the way it's Masha, not that they accepted him, it's the leaders of Klal Yisrael, the Tamidei Chachamim of Klal Yisrael, the Parnasim of Klal Yisrael, the Zayin Tuvei Ha'ir, whoever Rosh Yisrael are, they accepted this Devora as being fit to be a Dayon of Shofetas, and she became the Shofet of Yisrael. And once they accepted her, so then she has clout, she has authority over anyone in Klal Yisrael. Right? That seems to be the Sefer Chinuch says it. So how about nowadays? So nowadays it's a twofold question. We already passed in that a woman cannot be a dayan. That's the Gzeirah Shavah from the Yerushalmi. So the first question is, can two Bali Din say, look, you know, we know this is a very, she has a good head and she's helped a lot of people, let's go to this woman and let her judge our case. Right, that's one case. And the second case, which is what they were dealing with 60 years ago or so, was, can she be appointed in a position to be a dayan? Can the leaders of the country accept a woman to be a dayan? So regarding the first shayla, Maznaim the Mishpat, that's Tzvi Hirsch Kalisher, his Pirush on Choshe Mishpat, he says, based on Tosfos, the second Teretz, it says that they were mekabel her, so you see that Kabbalah helps. And then he says, from the Yerushalmi, you can also be medayta, because the Yerushalmi compared, we learn that Isha is possible a dayan from the fact that she's possible to be an aid. Right, that's the understanding on Nashim, that she's possible to be an aide. So what happens if you have a woman who wants to be an aide? So you're allowed to be, even though normally she's possible to be an aide, if they're mekabel this woman to be an aide, or they're mekabel one aide to count as two, both people agree on that, so then the Kabbalah helps. So just like it helps to be an aide, it should also help to be a dayan. Now, the Mishpate Uziel, I think he's not talking about a case where just two people want a woman to be an aide. I think he's talking about the Eretz Yisrael case. Can she be a dayan in Eretz Yisrael? So for that, he says, well, maybe we'll bring a raya from Tosfos that you could be makabel people could be makabel a woman to be a dayan. So he says, we can't learn from Tosus that you could accept everyone could accept a woman, because Devarah was a shofet for everyone. She wasn't. It wasn't just that, you know, the pasuk saying, well, she was a smart lady. Whenever two people came and they chose her to be a dayan, right, then it would count. Right, it's the master. She was appointed. She was a shofetess. She was a shofet over Klal Yisrael. So, lechor from there, you have a right that the Kabbalah should help even to have be a major position. So, Mishpata Yuzeel says that you can't see that from Tosfos, because Tosfos added the words, "Haya mekabel asam mishum shchina." It was because of shchina, and the Tosfos Anita said it was Dvar Haisa Don Api Adibor. Right. So, if you have a woman nowadays who the Shechina, either she's a Neviyah, she was Devarah was one of the Zion Neviyahs, or different ways of learning what it means over there, because Lava Shemaim, that's a whole different sugya, not a Choshem Mishma sugya. But if you're dealing with either that she's a Neviyah, or the people are in Neviyah and they receive the Nevuah that she should be a Shofet, a woman should be a Shofet as a Hara Shah, so then it would work. But we don't see any Rai from Tosfos that in an ordinary case like nowadays that Klaius can accept a woman to be a dayan. And then he says there's a good reason why it should be that way also, because the truth is we do accept women to be Aiden, like the Muslim Mishpat says. So why can't we accept her to be a dayan? So he says two reasons, two chilukim between Aiden and Dayanim. First thing is though, by witness, what happens if you tell a woman we don't accept you as a witness? So we're saying we don't trust you, you don't see things clearly, and you're flighty, and all the different things that we would say why women shouldn't testify. So there we could say a takana that the women shouldn't feel bad. Look, if it's a woman that, you know, let her testify, and then the judge, the dayanim, will decide whether they trust it or not. So there could be a takana to accept the edus of a woman. But to be a dayan, right, that's a little bit different over there, because to be a dayan, you have to be qualified. There's all qualified. Not all men are qualified to be a dayan. Any man could be an aid, but not all men could be dayanim. To be a dayan is a whole list in Choshen Mishma. You have to have seven properties, the chachma and knowledge. So telling a woman she can't be a dayan isn't anything against women. It's just we're saying that you're probably not qualified, like most men aren't qualified. The second teret, he says, is to be a witness. That means that she happens to see something happen, and she's helping out in this case, and she's going to testify. So let her testify, a one-time thing, what's so terrible? But to tell her that she could be a dayan, and like I think he's talking about a sitting dayan, a regular judge, that's her position, so then you're letting her be a judge all the time, and that, he says, goes against the grain of Hashkafas Klal Yisrael by the Kol Kvud of Asna Panima. She should be, shouldn't be taken away from the home on a steady basis, and that's his reason why it wouldn't be a good idea to appoint a woman. That wouldn't apply to a woman who's, you know, all the kids are grown up, and you know that's. But anyway, that's his two reasons. But once again, the burden, huh? Yeah, why should it be any worse? That's right. That's right. So I mean, the truth is, the burden of proof, based on his Svara, is you don't have any value from Tosfos that it helps. Right? He could be the same thing about them working other things too. I don't know. In those days, they might not have been doing it. But whether you like that Svara or not, what his point is, the burden of proof is upon us to find a raya that she should be a shefet like Devorah. The case of Devorah was only you can't use her as a precedent that Klal Yisrael can accept a woman as a permanent shofet. That was a special case where it was Alpi Nevuah. I used to make a takana, so he's saying different svaras, you know, whether you like them or not, that's subject to debate. But the burden of proof to make her a full shofet is on us, and from Tosfos we don't have any raya. From the Ran, it could be there is a little bit of Ran. The Ran just says he didn't say anything about that it was Alpi Nevu, Alpi Shechina. But the truth is, you don't have any raya from the Ran either, because there it just meant that he's, I don't know how he learns it exactly, but it just meant that the people that would go to her and accepted her on a steady basis, I guess, but not that she had that authority and that she was a sitting dayan. It's just that everyone that came knew that she was the smartest person around, and they would go to her as a dayan, so accepting it. Then nowadays that we should say, well, let's appoint someone to that should be the dayan, and without everyone agreeing to it, you don't have any raya from there. It could be from the Sefer Chinuch. There is a raya because Sefer Chinuch says the Rosh Yisrael appointed her, and because of their appointment, everyone has to follow what she says. So, but there also he says because he's master that everyone respects what the Rosh Yisrael says. So now they mekabel her as a dayan. But in a case to say that this is going to be the judge of a certain district, and it's a woman based on the president appointing her or the governor appointing her, that would seem to have no precedent from the Rishonim. Now, there's another issue getting off the topic of judges. And there's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says from the Sifri that we brought that some tasim alecha melech, you appoint a king below Malka. That's all the Sifri says. You can appoint a king and not a queen. You can only have males ruling the country and not females. So the Rambam says like this in Hilchos Malachim, Paragal Halacha Hey, Ein Mamidim Isha B'Malchus. You can't establish a woman to be the head of the royalty. Shenemar Sam Tosim Alecha Melech Velo Malka. V'chein, he adds, V'chein Kol Mesimas Shebi Yisrael, any appointments in Klai Yisrael, Ein Memanim Bahem El Ish, only a man can be appointed as someone with srara, someone with authority, the lashon, the poskim use. That's the Rambam's psak halacha based on the Sifri. The Sifri doesn't say it, and that's what he says. So based on the Rambam, we have another reason why you couldn't appoint a woman as a judge, because as a judge she's exerting authority. She's saying you have to come to my case. If not, I'm going to write a ksav siruv and I'll put you in chayrim. Right? That's you have to listen to my psak. That's a position of authority. So according to the Rambam, that would be another reason why she couldn't be a judge, which is what the Ran, if you recall, said. That how can a woman be a judge? It says some talking about Melech Lo Malka, right? So how could she be a judge? So based on the Rambam, that would be another reason why she couldn't be a judge. But along with that, any other position of authority. Now Ramosha had a famous tshuva from Ramosha that there was a mashgiach who was nifter, and his wife wanted to take over her husband's position to bring the parnasa. So Ramosha was asked, can this woman become the mashgiach? Now when you're mashgiach, pashas is, hopefully it is, that you're in a position of srara, you're in a position of authority, right? Hopefully, if you're the mashgiach, you're in a position where you can tell the company, you better get rid of that ingredient because it's not good, and if you don't, I'm not giving you hashgacha. But you have to be in control. If you're just working for the company and you know you're there working, you're an employee and you're just helping them along and you know making sure everything's kosher, so then it's not zrara, so then you're just an employee. But a real hashgacha, you have to be in authority. You have to be in zrara. Ramosha said, okay, according to the Rambam, it should certainly be asr, because this is a srara. However you define her position, that was a position of srara, she will take it over. However, he says, there are many Rishonim that disagree with the Rambam. For instance, Tosfos. Right? Tosfos in his whole discussion, what happened with Devorah, how could she be a shofet? There's a Mishnah, and then he says, Yerushalmi, how about this Sifri? He didn't say a word about some Tosfos Malamach. It must be Tosfos holds that this Sifri is Kipshuto. It's talking about who could be a king. A man could be a king, and a woman cannot be appointed to be a queen. And it has nothing to do with other than Rambam's extension to apply to other positions of authority. So Ramosha concludes, even though we normally will be machma like the Rambam, because it's machlokas v'shonim, so it's machlokas v'shonim in a Isra d'Oraisa, so you'll be machmer, but it's sarah gadol, because here it is, you have an almana who needs a parnasa, and for her children, the yisomim, so he would say it's okay to be samach on those that disagree with the Rambam in this prat, like we do in Machlokas Rishonim. If there's a tzarech, he found another eitzah. But anyway, that's the tshuva of Ramosha, that even though the Rambam clearly holds that a woman can't hold any position of authority, but other Rishonim disagree, and in the Mokam Tzarech Gadol, we can be samech on those other Rishonim. So, Mishpatei Zeal, now we're talking, forget Dayanim. How about to be a minister in Eretz Yisrael or in America? Can a woman become a minister? Can she run for president? Can she run for prime minister? So, based on that, it would seem from the Rambam, Avadi, she can't. Right? Ramosha said, if it's her Godol, so you know, she needs for Parnasa, maybe it'll be such a heter. So, but Pashas, you can't. However, the Mishpata Yuzil wants to say there might be a difference. He says, it's a big chiddush. He says, it could be a difference if she gets voted in. If it's a position where you're voted in, not that you're appointed as, you're the authority, you're the judge, but you're voted in as a judge. So what happens when you're voted in? That means that the majority was mekabel you as the judge, or as the minister, as the mayor, as the president. So if everyone is accepting you, so then it should be okay, because there's no sorority. You were received by the majority from the vote, so therefore it shouldn't be any problem. And he says, you'll say maybe there's an issue of tznius. So he says, well, if the Torah says it's mutter, so how would the Torah make it mutter if there's a problem with tznius? Now, he seems to be sosur himself, because when we talked before about whether you can appoint a woman as a judge, he said it's not such a good idea, she should stay in the house, it's not the best thing for her here. He doesn't seem to deal with that issue, I don't know why. But many, many other poskim do. The Chafetz Chaim was quoted as saying that Achiezer, the major poskim, we were talking about not only can a woman be voted for, can women even vote, that became an issue. I just have quoted here from the Sfidei Eish. He says, Bechiras Hanoshim, voting for women, women running for office, he neged minog Yisrael, it's against minog Yisrael. The neged hamusar ha-Yisraeli, it's against what the musar, Jewish ethics is, are the chai ha-tibur in communal life. She'ishtadu tam lishma kvuda basmel pinima, we always try to have women's covered inside. She'isa ha-Yisraeli, tishmer is based on a schinuch yiladel, she'd be taking care of her house, to take care of Klai Yisrael, the future of Klai Yisrael. And not that she should become a loud person and go fight and get involved with politics and communal issues. That's not the role of a woman. And that's the way he concludes it. This is where the emotions run high in the different tshuvas. I'm just giving you a balanced view of the different poskim over here. I think the Mishpat Yuzel certainly is a das yochid. He quotes the Yesh quotes, even though Mishpat Yuzel says this way, most hold the other way. What Yishu Lamaisa, he says, work out something Laman HaShalom. But let's just conclude what we've talked about tonight. The issue of dayanim, can a woman be a dayan? Hilchas dayanim, the clear halacha is a woman is possible to be a dayan. That's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Mishpatim and Zayin. Their devorah was apparently a dayan, so they accepted terusim and halacha. Tosfos' last two terusim are either that she wasn't a dayan, she was just passing shailas, which woman can pass in shaylas, and this is where I want to say whether she could be a rabbi, that will get involved with the Sra'ra issue again. She can pass in shaylas, someone asks her a shayla and she can answer it. That's no problem. Can she become a rabbi? That's getting involved in a position of Sra'ra. Where there are also, you could say, depends what type of rabbi, you know, a lot of rabbis aren't in a position of Sra'ra, you know, like, so we won't get involved with that. But that seems to be a clear halacha. A woman can pass in the shayla. The second teresatosis was that if people are mekabel the woman as a dayan, that helps. Now, how far does that go? So it certainly seems to go as far as two people just having a shiloh, two women or even two men, and they want to go to this woman. They think she'll be smartest, she'll be the best dayan, so they could be mekabler as a dayan. Does that go so far to say that Klayasaw, that the community can accept her as a dayan? That seems pashas not, because Tosfos said it only worked over there because it was api nevuah through the shechina. It doesn't seem, we don't have any makar that she could become a regular dayan over everyone. And Mishpatel Yuzil added as far as well, that there's no reason to make such a takana. It's still be bad for the community, bad for her, and why she has such a takana. If there's no choice, then maybe there's such a svara. Going further, from dayanis to other positions of svara, the Rambam clearly says that's also based on his understanding of the Sifri. Rav Moshe says the other Rishonim, including the Tosfos that we learned tonight, and most of Rishonim, which didn't mention this, talking about dayanim, being a dayan is a position of asrara, and they didn't bring down this sifri as a raya that it's asr. Apparently they disagree with the Rambam's extension. That sifri applies only to royalty becoming a king, not to other positions.